T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is going to make our buddy Sean Morash very upset.
Uh-oh, is this a Giants situation?
No, the AAF football.
Oh, my God.
Their operations will be suspended in the next few hours per a source with knowledge of the situation. The league is not folding yet, but it's heading that way, according to Pro Football Talk.
Why would we be surprised by this? When you don't have, you see, here's the problem with these other football leagues, as far as I can see, okay? And the only one that was ever any good, really, was the USFL, which was good. It was good football, no doubt. But when they tried to,
that was the
battle
mistake.
The NFL,
you can't
and of
do
course,
that.
Big Don had a big part in that.
Well, he blew the league essentially.
Right. That, they couldn't do it. You can't get a more hardcore football fan than me, okay? Am I a huge football guy?
Yes.
I could care less about that. If you can't get the guy like me to watch this, who the hell is watching it? Am I wrong? I mean, seriously, bro, who is watching it?
Well, there are people watching it.
I guess.
Degenerate gamblers are watching it.
Yeah, okay, degenerate gamblers.
Bet on it.
But, I mean, if they're ready to scrap the season already.
You know what I think the issue was? And I have not kept up on this, but I think this is a problem, and it makes sense. They needed a working agreement with the NFL players to use guys like Kyle Laletta. Because wouldn't it be great?
Yeah, okay.
Instead,
that makes sense.
Instead, or Davis Webb.
To use it almost like a minor league.
Yes. Instead of discarded players like Christian Hackenberg.
Right, that makes sense.
And I think there is a market for a true blue minor league football. And we'll see what the XFL does next year. So this AAFL isn't working. It looks like it's going to fold. Vince McMahon is investing a lot of money in this XFL.
Right.
They have a lot
of... What is that starting?
Next year. 2020.
Next year.
And we'll see. We'll see what it becomes. But I think they're going to have an uphill battle, because I think unless you can kind of have an agreement with the NFL where you're using some of their players.
Yeah. I don't even know if that would be great. I don't know if that would even work, but that would be better.
You know why it would help?
It would be better. No, it would be better.
I bet you there'd be Giant fans saying, oh, Kyle Laletta's playing.
Let me check him out. Let me see what he is, yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, I have no interest in a football league in February and March.
No.
If Davis Webb was playing, I'd probably check it out for a little
bit. Yeah, just to see, because we'd like to actually see the guy play a game. Now, we've seen Christian Hackenberg. He's in that league.
Oh, we've seen.
He's in that league.
That didn't go well. Sean Morash, my condolences to you. He just walked in. He's a big AAFL fan.
Come on. How could it not work?
Stunned, especially with the support of a guy like Morash. I did not think it would fail. I thought that it was too big to fail.
Wasn't Morash getting paid off, though, to follow the league?
Well, that's what we accused him of, but that's never been proven.
No, and he won't admit to that if it was.
No, he's already...
You wouldn't admit to that, right?
No. If it was true, would he admit to that?
I just loved football, Joe. That's it. And now it's gone for me. Robbed forever.
Oh,
for what?
It's robbed. Football starts before you know it'll be training camp in July. Calm down.
AAF team's better than my NFL team.
Well, it's great. Who's your AAF team?
The Apollos. Garrett Gilbert. Come on.
Orlando Apollos.
How could I not know that?
So what's going to happen? Are they going to play this weekend? Do you know?
No, but luckily the league hasn't folded yet. But, I mean, look, we had a big playoff doubleheader on Easter coming up. I don't know what I'm supposed to do on Easter now.
Playoff doubleheader on Easter.
Pick eggs. I don't know.
The West was wide open.
I love his passion, though. Wait, so the playoffs haven't started yet? How many weeks were left in the regular season?
2 weeks left in the regular season, Ev. 2 weeks.
You know what? I got to defend you. They can't shut this down with 2 weeks left in the regular season.
Finish it out.
They don't have any money. I guess they can do whatever they want.
And CBS just flexed the game to noon to lead into the Final Four. We had a big triple header on Saturday.
The game to noon.
Yeah, the Express game was Saturday noon on CBS.
Wait a second. So CBS can't funnel this league some money to get through it?
To noon.
I guess. This is ridiculous. I don't know what all these broadcast partners are going to do.
Would they flex it from 9 a.m.?
No, it was supposed to be on the Bleacher Report Live app. They brought it to network TV.
Wait a second. They brought it to network TV and they're not going to be able to air it because the league is
falling? What are they going to do now? Show another Westminster dog show?
Probably get a higher rating.
It was a Manziel game.
Manziel
Even Johnny Manziel wasn't giving it juice.
No, well, he got a concussion on Sunday and then ate nachos on the sideline. It was a lot of controversy.
Oh. He's really, you know what? I'm starting to believe maybe he wasn't getting paid off. Maybe he's actually into it.
It was 65 degrees and sunny Saturday. I sat inside and watched 8 hours of football.
Oh, my God. Did you really?
You're a sick
that is a sad commentary.
My wife left, went to brunch. She said, enough for you.
Your wife left you. Yes, that makes sense.
And you sat all day, beautiful day. You know, Sunday, I understand. Saturday, all day. Inside watching the
dude, it was Johnny Football versus Spurrier. How do you not watch that?
Oh my God, did you even watch the Nets that night, by the way?
I did. It was in between before the Salt Lake San Diego game.
Okay, so you're halftime.
San Diego.
It was 8-3. That was a rough one. Worst game of the year.
8-3.
The final score was 8-3?
Yeah, Salt Lake won 8-3. Actually, to get themselves back in the West race, that's what made everything so wide open.
Wow. All right, Sean.
Thank God Salt Lake won that game.
Well, for you.
Does it matter? The league is folding. Nothing matters anymore.
It's like if the world was going to end.
Sunday doubleheader.
The world ends. Do I have to pay my taxes?
Isn't
it
ended 12 years? That's what I'm hearing.
I heard that 12 years ago. I've heard that a million times.
I RSVP'd no to a family communion because of the championship game. Now I got to look like an idiot,
you know,
put tail between the legs, go back.
You know what, though? See, you know what? I got to give you credit for this, Sean. The fact that you are standing up to that kind of stuff and doing your thing, good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
Thank you.
You know, I give you credit for that. That I have to say, because I give you credit for that.
Nah, you know what? He has me
believing.
Because
there was a couple Easter. I got a couple Easter Sundays, okay, that I was. I had Nick playoff tickets on Easter Sunday, and my mother, God may she, you know, may she rest in peace, would not let me go to these games.
Wow.
And we're talking about it's 1969 and 1970.
This isn't the Orlando Apollos either.
No.
Nick playoff
Knicks Celtics
game.
Eastern Conference Finals 1969 was not allowed to go. They lost the series.
Little did she know, 40 years later, there'd be no such thing as the playoffs at the Garden.
And in 1970, they're playing the Bullets, and now the Wizards, in the first round of the playoffs, the series they would eventually win, and I was not allowed to go.
There you go.
I just want, you know.
I'm a rational weird
I'll never
way
forget
a,
this.
Is an inspiration.
I never forget these things.
Now, how could you? I'm
just saying.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.